This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Little something outside the box today. I'm joined in the JPR studios by a band out of British Columbia called Moo. Francesca Belcourt, Brittany Rand. Hello and welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
This is a much different setup than we are used to seeing. It's normally a lot of acoustic or electric guitars and sometimes percussion, but instead we've brought all of Silicon Valley here in the studios. You guys are listed as a band from Vancouver, but that's not really true, right? You guys are from different areas of Canada.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
Where from?
I'm from Northern Ontario in Eastern Canada.
And you are Brittany?
I am Brittany, yes.
And I am from Cortez Island in British Columbia.
There's a fair bit of distance between those two places. How did the two of you...
Quite a far amount.
How did the two of you first meet?
We met at this wonderful place that was called the Waldorf Hotel. And it was a venue and I was playing a solo show there. Francesca being that person. And Brittany was the production manager for the show. And that is how we met.
Was the music you were making electronic music at the time or other stuff?
It was kind of similar to this. I was playing guitar and I had electronic productions.
So what was it about hearing Francesca making music, Brittany, that made you decide, oh, there's somebody I could work with?
I was working as the production manager there, but at the same time also going to school for digital music production and scoring for film. And I just really wanted to find another partner to work with, and preferably a woman. And then I heard Francesca's Ballad of November song and I really liked it. And then she happened to come and play and I was charmed.
I was 19.
Yeah, there's an age difference between us.
And I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
I was going to say, throughout setup here and just watching the two of you interact with one another, other than the Chuck Taylors, you don't seem to be very similar people. Is that an accurate assessment?
I think so, yeah.
It definitely is.
But yet music, you've got some sort of common ground in the music that you make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that there's kind of... there's a good balance there when it comes to the making of the music, especially because, you know, we're both songwriters to begin with, but it's nice to be able to have two backgrounds to come from. Like Francesca's a singer-songwriter kind of before, right? And she's been making kind of acoustic music and then started making, you know, electronic music as well. And then, you know, so the merging of us doing it together has been really interesting because it brings two different sides to each song and into each story. I mean, I would say that I'm probably more of like aggressive, like a little bit more on the cold side. But it's interesting, like even in that last song, Easy, you can tell the difference between our experiences, but.
We haven't played that yet.
Yeah, we haven't
inserted that song into the interview yet. So there is no song that you just did yet, right? So let's just make a clean edit and carry on.
Okay.
Like in a song that we are producing right now, we're actually up here making a music video as well as touring. It's called Easy.
There's going to be Oregon footage and Northern California footage?
Yes, there will be.
Everywhere.
All right.
Lots of good Oregon stuff, actually.
But yeah, that song starts off very differently than it ends. And it's two different, very different experiences and points of view. And sometimes that can make a song go places that it didn't have an opportunity to go before. Yeah.
So two different points of view in the song, kind of like two different points of view here in the room.
Yeah.
Right?
In going back to where we come from as well, we are very different people, have experienced a lot of different things, but that string of coming from somewhere really small and wild is something that also connects us and I think affects the way that we make music as well.
Moo is my guest today, live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest EP is called 2, Roman numeral 2, information at soundsofmoo.com. All right, what do you guys want to play first?
We want to play Debauchery for you first.
Finding the
That is Debauchery. It's music from Moo, live today in the JPR studios. Francesca Belcourt, Brittany Rand are my guests today. The EP is called Two. Information at Sounds of Moo, that is spelled MU.com. Moo.
Moo.
Why Moo and why MU?
Moo is a fictitious lost continent. We decided to... There were other names.
It started off as wanting... We had another name that a million metal bands had, so we couldn't use it. If we wanted to be called Sirens, because we were like, Sirens, you know, like we're two girls like singing. You know, perfect sense. But then we wanted to go with something a little bit different.
We wanted to go with something that was a place as
well.
Yeah,
that was the
start. But a place that exists didn't really seem to be fitting, because it's kind of a symbol of like where we go when we're... doing this together, and where you go as an artist as well, and just the whole thing, our whole kind of experience and aesthetic of Moo is all based around the experience of having it together, and our live show reflects that as well.
You realize so that
it's a theme.
If the band does well and you have some longevity, you're going to have to keep explaining that over and over and over.
We've done it many times.
We're getting good at it.
I'm really glad you brought up the live show thing, because what you guys create is more than music. You're very visual in your approach to making and creating art. You've actually talked at one point about taking on individual personas within the band and not really performing as you, Francesca, or you, Brittany, but as characters, and have talked about how, in terms of your creation of music, the audience doesn't really need to see you. You blanket the stage, often in fog machines, right? And just sort of shroud yourselves. Why? What is important about that approach to making music for you guys?
I think that it's it allows a little bit more play with your identity, I guess. And that means that we can also always change that. It gives a little bit of distance between us and maybe our audience, I think, especially when it comes to the fog. But the fog is such a part of the actual whole environment. We were just talking about this in the van last night, actually.
It's a hot topic.
How important the fog is, because we just recently played a show where they wouldn't allow the fog. And it was a different experience, because I think that what we're trying to do is bring everybody into the show and have them participate as well. And people feel awkward about occupying that space between you and the audience. They don't know where they're supposed to be, but when they've got the big cloak around them as well, it kind of feels like they're there with you, you know, it feels a little bit more intimate.
So in terms of the lyrical content of the songs, then do you find different kinds of songs coming out in terms of first person narrative versus third person observer?
Yeah, we have that as well. We're pretty happy to explore other things. I mean, even on Two, My Hunter, My Forest, that song is obviously not written from our perspective, but
I think there's like in the fact that we are creating these characters and there it's another world when you are watching us perform. That's kind of like where the opposite end of that spectrum comes into play, because we write really honest lyrics that are very personal, and it's kind of like the whole of everything encapsulates that, like we get to insert ourselves in that one instance in the truthfulness of what we write, you know, and it like gives, being that character, it's rewarding to be able to express yourself like that as a different person, but also being more honest than you can ever be in real life, you know?
Probably the first song of yours that grabbed me was Vampire. And I'm hoping that you'll play that for us today. There's a lot going on in the song, and it's sometimes a little hard to pick up on all of the lyrics with as much as is in that tune. Tell me the story behind where Vampire came from.
Vampire, I wrote, how long ago is it now? I can't even remember. It's been a while.
It always takes longer than you think to finish something.
Yeah, I wrote that song about, it was about a specific situation, but generally the idea of the song is about being in the position of vulnerability and having, particularly as an expressive and sensitive person, person and creative person, having the threat of someone constantly trying to take that from you without really providing back, particularly in this situation.
In the music industry.
Yeah.
It's, I feel like it really, like that song touches on the subject of vulnerability in a bunch of different ways, but it definitely jabs at the fact that the music industry is a really hard place.
I'm glad you broached the subject, because I was going to bring up the fact that unless you are really into the electronic music scene, you could probably, most people can probably count on one finger the number of all-female electronica bands that also record and produce their own music.
Right.
Basically, yeah. You guys and maybe a couple of others. Yeah. What's that been like for you guys? Does it feel like an uphill struggle to be legitimized, be recognized?
I wouldn't call it a struggle so much as a challenge at times, because we are totally comfortable with ourselves and our skill. And like, we go to shows and men just assume that we have no idea what we're doing, and we do. So it's not a problem in that way. It's not like a struggle, because we know how to deal with it, but it's just, it's like getting through it and making a difference as we go. That's the struggle.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also trying not to be frustrated by it and recognizing that as someone else's projection of what, you know, some perceived struggle. Because, I mean, it's, yeah, Francesca's totally right. It's, there's no reason why there shouldn't be more women there. And I think the more that we're intimidated by that, and by that, like, by that energy, then we continue the problem, you know?
It's been like, yeah, it's definitely taken time, though. I mean, I only feel like I'm just starting to be comfortable with that aspect of being a musician, like, this year, you know?
Well, you've got both musical chops, songwriting chops, and also technical chops. I want to talk a little bit about your setup here, but can we hear Vampire first?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, totally.
Taking high cut from the bloom and mending the bite. You tried to suck me dry. Seem cute, see thin and imprison me. But I die before you take your bite. Ghosts my heart and it holds your keeper. It tried to suck me dry. Seem cute, see thin and imprison me. But I die before you take your bite.
That is Vampire. It's music live in the JPR studios from the band Moo. It's music from their newest EP called Two, the Roman numeral, Sounds of Moo, spelled MU.com is the web address. Francesca Belcourt, Brittany Rand are my guests today. All right, let's talk setup. We're going to have a couple of photos up on our website of exactly everything that you have brought in, but primarily this is just two women live in our studios, one on guitar, effects, vocals, the other, but you guys flip-flop, but the other on vocals and effects, keyboard, sampler, keys. Did I miss anything?
No, that sounds about right. Yeah.
There's a pewter.
There's a MIDI controller, computer, sampler, synthesizer, vocal effects. Yeah.
So who brought which skills and gear to the band when you guys first started making music together?
We both do the exact same things.
Really?
Like either of us could do whichever job. Like Brittany plays guitar too, but she just doesn't play guitar right now. I can play synthesizer, but I just don't for most of the set. So it's like we come from a similar place.
Is it hard for you guys to recreate what you're able to do at home in your studio out on the road?
It can be challenging, yeah. I think that right now we've got our setup pared down. At one point we had a full band and it didn't work, you know? It didn't work for us. But that meant that we had to be in the control seat and comfortable with
multitasking.
So yeah, so on some songs I'm like doing my vocals, I am playing synthesizer, I'm playing my MIDI controller, and I'm also playing my sampler. And so sometimes it's like, you know,
and
it's
singing
a juggling.
Itself is it's like really its own humongous job. So it's like taking like time to sit down and think about like, okay, well, let's just give ourselves a shot to like be Freddie Mercury for a second and just like sing and be totally involved in that.
Performing is a big part of it, you know, so at some points throughout the set, we like to step away from all of this stuff. And I think another big thing that we are interested in doing, and I think the fog actually helps with this as well, we were talking about before, it's like none of this stuff really matters, really, in the end. It's kind of like, essentially, it's about being able to perform and like have a good time and have other people have a good time with it as well. But yeah, I mean, it's all doable. And that's the beauty of it, is it can be done with just two women.
How is it done? How do your songs come together? Is it a lot of time in front of laptop and samplers or guitar, well, acoustic guitar on a couch? Or
That both of those are true. We have to do all this, like make it live afterwards. So that is like a totally separate job. And the making of the song happens like in a much more, like you said, guitar. I wrote that. I wrote one of the songs that we're playing today in a boy's bedroom like one morning, you know, like when he wasn't there. And like, that's how that song began.
When you're doing that and you're just strumming and coming up with melodic ideas, do you have a feel of what all of the other stuff eventually will be that you add to it?
Never.
Or is that something that you then bring to Brittany and say, I came up with this idea?
We both kind of decide that together. Mm. So we basically take the essentials from the song. So certain rhythmic patterns. A lot of the songs that we're playing now live from Two, we've already remixed maybe twice or three times.
Yeah, totally.
Just to keep it fresh.
And there's no guitar in the recordings.
Yeah, there's none. But we wanted to kind of, I don't know, it's nice to change it up a little bit. And I'm not really one who feels like it's super necessary to keep things as true as possible to the record. We decide that together in our space when we're ready to, once I have this my tracks figured out and my sampler figured out, what we want to do with it. And then we add our synth lines and we just play with it. Whatever sounds right, you know?
It makes the visual a little more interesting too. So you're not just standing there while 8 bars of tracks and samples go by, right? You got a guitar, you can play along, right? There's more to it.
But then again, there's performers like this, what we were just talking about in the van on the way here, performers like The Knife who completely abandon everything.
And, which is badass.
Yeah, which is kind of badass. It's really interesting because by abandoning your instruments and relying entirely on your performance, there's something that's really, really magical and interesting to watch because then you're actually building a show. It's like a production. It's almost like a play. And I think that that's okay too.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, all the songs that we're playing, we wrote everything. We recorded everything. It's like we've proven that we know how to make these songs, you know? It's like, so if we just press play on an iPod and like sing and like have a crazy show happen around us, like we would be just as happy with that.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun to watch you guys create here in the studio. I'm looking forward to what's next. My guests are Moo. It's Francesca Belcourt, Brittany Rand in the studios today. The newest EP is called 2. You can find out and hear, actually, I think you can hear the entire EP at the website, at the Bandcamp site, soundsofmoo.com. All right, do you guys have one more for us?
We do.
All right, what's it going to be?
This song is called Easy. It's actually unreleased.
And is this the one that you're making the video for?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we're down here making a video, stopping a lot along the way. We've gotten tons of footage and it's been really fun and really challenging because we're also playing a bunch of shows. So every time we have a day off, we are shooting.
It's not easy to look beautiful on tour.
On the side of the highway.
Well, if something from our region makes the final cut in the video, will you let us know so that
Absolutely. We
can... Oh, you can 100% guarantee that there's going to be some more.
All right, let's hear Easy. It's Moo live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Crazy.
Easy is the name of that one. It's Moo, live today in the JPR studios. My guests are Francesca Belcourt and Brittany Rand of the band. The newest EP is called 2. You can find out much more at soundsofmoo.com. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for coming in and showcasing what you do.
This is cool.
Yeah, this is fun.